When a detective on TV stares at crime scene photos and suddenly knows the killer's backstory, we're witnessing a dramatic oversimplification of criminal psychology. The reality is far more nuanced and pervasive than these Hollywood portrayals suggest. Criminal psychology touches every corner of the justice system, from how police officers interview witnesses, to how courts evaluate testimony, to how prisons approach rehabilitation. It's not just about profiling killers, it's about understanding human behavior throughout the entire criminal justice process. Criminal psychology broadly encompasses any application of psychological knowledge or methods to tasks faced by the legal system. These professionals work as clinicians assessing individuals, researchers testing theories, statisticians calculating probabilities, and advisors to legal institutions. Their impact extends far beyond catching serial killers. They enhance police decision-making, improve witness interviewing techniques, develop crime analysis frameworks, and design rehabilitation programs that actually work. Remember that scene in Silence of the Lambs where Clarice Starling builds a detailed profile of Buffalo Bill? Real profiling is simultaneously more mundane and more complex. Used primarily for serious, unsolved crimes, profiling encompasses both geographical analysis, where does the offender likely live, and personal characteristic assessment, what kind of person are they? Geographical profiling works from the premise that criminals operate according to predictable patterns. They prefer targets closer to home, distance to decay, make rational choices about travel costs versus benefits, and often avoid committing crimes too close to home to prevent recognition. Buffer zones. One fascinating approach, Professor Cantor's circle theory, suggests that drawing a circle through the two most distant crime locations will often reveal the offender's home near its center. Police officers function as all-purpose social service providers, facing stressors from administrative duties to physical dangers. The prevalent canteen culture of traditional masculinity often prevents officers from seeking help when needed. The police personality, characterized by increased authoritarianism, dogmatism, conservatism, and cynicism, emerges through field experience rather than initial recruitment selection. Modern criminal psychology favors information gathering over aggressive interrogation techniques. The UK's 1992 training initiative promoted open-mindedness and ethical questioning methods. Research confirms this approach's effectiveness, with even incarcerated offenders citing humanitarian interviewing as influential in their decisions to confess. Witness interviewing has evolved toward a sequential approach, emphasizing rapport building and free recall before detailed questioning, recognizing that comfortable witnesses provide more accurate information. Despite common beliefs about spotting liars through behavioral cues like shifty eyes or fidgeting, research shows people, including trained professionals, detect deception only slightly better than chance, achieving around 55% accuracy. This poor performance stems from varied deceptive behaviors and over-reliance on easily controlled facial expressions. Content analysis proves more effective. Criteria-based content analysis, CBCA, examines 19 criteria across characteristics, context, motivation, and specific details, achieving 72% accuracy, significantly better than behavioral observation. Polygraphs show promise in controlled settings, but face real-world limitations. While they identify 83 to 89% of guilty suspects correctly, accuracy drops to 53 to 78% for innocent subjects, with concerning false positive rates. Security screening applications prove especially problematic due to low threat rates. Criminal profiling combines statistical analysis of solved crimes with clinical expertise. Though the FBI developed notable typologies like organized versus disorganized murderers, these classifications face criticism for limited sampling and reliance on caught offenders. I'll never forget that face. A common courtroom claim, yet fundamentally unreliable. Eyewitness testimony, though compelling to juries, has led to numerous wrongful convictions documented by the Innocence Project, with studies consistently revealing witness description errors. Memory isn't a recording device, but a reconstruction process based partly on expectations rather than pure observation, making witness accounts susceptible to distortion. Common assumptions about witness reliability are incorrect. Factors like gender, profession, confidence level, and intelligence have little impact on accuracy. Notably, confident witnesses aren't necessarily more reliable. Age and ethnicity affect witness accuracy. Elderly witnesses make more identification errors than younger adults, while children tend to make selections even when the original face isn't present. Cross-racial identification is particularly problematic, with witnesses struggling to identify people from unfamiliar ethnic backgrounds. Violent crimes don't produce more accurate memories. Instead, stress and emotion narrow attention to central details while reducing peripheral observation. Weapon focus, where witnesses fixate on threatening objects, compromises their ability to remember other details, including faces. Can criminals change? This fundamental question shapes our justice system, informed by advances in criminal psychology. Crime and punishment definitions evolve across cultures and time. Modern approaches balance three principles: retribution, making criminals pay; deterrence, preventing crime; and rehabilitation, changing behavior. Prison creates psychological stress through loss of freedom, autonomy, and relationships. Inmates face restricted choices, noise, overcrowding, and forced inactivity, conditions that often lead to mental health issues, particularly evident in female prison populations. Rehabilitation has gained renewed support, with research highlighting three effective principles: intensive intervention for high-risk offenders, addressing crime-linked factors, and matching treatment to learning styles. Programs like Think First and Aggression Replacement Training succeed by developing problem-solving, perspective-taking, and moral reasoning skills, targeting thought patterns that drive criminal behavior. Analysis of trial transcripts revealed defense lawyers used more leading questions, 35%, than prosecutors, 15%, with children misunderstanding questions in 65% of cross-examinations. Adult rape trials showed similar patterns, favoring yes-no questions over open-ended ones during cross-examination. These findings prompted many countries to implement special measures for vulnerable witnesses, including video evidence and protective screens. This shift from intimidation to information gathering marks a key contribution of criminal psychology to justice. Voice identification research consistently shows high error rates, leading courts to recognize that voice identification is less reliable than visual identification, though jurors often trust both equally. Criminal profiling relies on three assumptions: behavioral consistency across situations, pattern maintenance across crimes, and similar behaviors indicating similar characteristics. While research supports the first two, the crucial third assumption lacks strong empirical evidence. Scientific evaluation of profiling shows limited success. British studies found only one-third of profile statements were verifiable, with clinical profilers achieving 79% accuracy on those statements, meaning 21% of their guidance potentially misled investigations. Criminal psychology has transformed justice systems by replacing myths with evidence. Research shows that humanitarian approaches often succeed where traditional interrogation fails, while highlighting the unreliability of eyewitness memory and lie detection. Evidence-based rehabilitation programs now target specific thought patterns driving criminal behavior. The field's impact comes through practical implementation, training police in effective interviewing, protecting vulnerable witnesses, and creating rehabilitation programs that reduce reoffending. As it evolves, criminal psychology challenges our assumptions about human behavior and blurs the line between criminal and law-abiding citizen. These insights reveal that confident witnesses can be wrong, traditional lie detection is flawed, and effective rehabilitation requires addressing psychological needs rather than mere punishment. When applied to jury service, police interactions, or justice policy, this evidence-based approach creates both a more effective and just system.